Okay, this is Gare and Karuna Tilaka, Lesson 12, the front readings, page 163. Evang me sutang, thus it was heard by me. Ekang samayang bhagava, savatiyang viharati jetavane, anatapindikasa arane. On one occasion, the Blessed One was dwelling at Savati in Jeta's Grove in the monastery of Anathapindika. Atako Bhagava Pubanha Samayang Nivasetva Patachivara Madaya Savating Pindaya Pavisi. Then the Blessed One, in the forenoon, the time, the morning time, having dressed, having taken his alms bowl and his robe, that's his extra robe, entered Savati for alms, to go on his alms round. And Pavisi is the aorist, third person singular aorist of Pavisati, to enter. Pindaya is the dative meaning for alms food. Tena kopana samayena agi bhara dvajasa brahmanasa nivesane agi pajalito hoti ahuti pagahita. Now, on that occasion, the kopana is just a connective. So, tena samayena, by that occasion, or in English, on that occasion, in the dwelling of the Brahmin named Agi Bharadvaja, the fire was blazing. This is the fire for performing the sacrifice. And the sacrificial offerings had been laid out or set forth. Atako Bhagava Savatiyang Sapadanam Pindaya Charamano Yena Agibara Dvajasa Brahmanasa Nivesanam Tain Upasankami. Then the Blessed One, walking for what's called uninterrupted alms round, this means, this is sapadanam pindaya. What's meant by uninterrupted alms round is that the Buddha goes to, or any monk going on alms round, goes to every house, whether they're rich or poor, whether they're occupied by a Buddhist family or non-Buddhist family, whether the people are in the past have given alms or not given alms, goes to everyone without making any distinctions. So then, while going on uninterrupted alms round, he came to the dwelling of the Brahmin Agi Bharadvaja. Adasako agibara dvajo brahmano bhagavantang duratova agachantam. So the Brahmin agibara dvaja saw the Blessed One coming in the distance. Disvana bhagavantang eta devocha. Having seen him, he said this to the Blessed One. Tatreva mundaka, tatreva samanaka, tatreva vasalaka, titahi. Here the word with an imperative second person singular, titahi, has the sense of stop. So, and then tatreva is emphatic. right there. And then these three words are all derogatory. Mundaka, Samanaka, Vasalaka. So stop right there, baldy head. Stop right there, you poor ascetic. Right there, you outcast. Evang vute bhagava agibara dvaja brahmanam etadavocha. Janasi panatvang brahmana vasalangva vasala karane va dhammeti. Okay, evang vute. This is a short locative absolute expression, meaning when such was said, and the Blessed One said this to the Brahmin Agibara Dwaja. Now this is a question, so he says, do you know, O Brahmin, an outcast, or the Dhamme, the things, the qualities, Vasala Karane, making an outcast? The suffix Karana has the sense of making. So do you know, O Brahmana, an outcast, what an outcast is, or the qualities that make one an outcast? Then the Brahman says, Na kvahang bo gotama chanami vasalang va vasala karane va dhamme sadhu me bhavang gotamo tata dhammang de setu yatahaṁ janeyam vasalaṁ va vasala karane va dhammeti. So the Brahman, now he's referring to the Buddha as Bo Gotama, not just Samanaka, but politely as Sir Gotama, Master Gotama. And this kvahang, as I explained in an earlier lesson, is a combination of ko and ahang. So, I do not know, Sir Gotama, what an outcast is, or the qualities that make one an outcast. And sadhu here has somewhat the sense of the English word please. Normally it means good, but when it comes in a sentence with an imperative, it has a sense of please. So please let the Master Gotama teach me the Dhamma, Tata, in such a way. Then this is joined, Tata is joined with the following yata. Let him teach me the Dhamma in such a way that, or as, ahang, I, janayang, as I might know an outcast or the qualities that make one an outcast. So please let the Master Gotama teach me the Dhamma in such a way that I might know what an outcast is or the things that make one an outcast. Then the Buddha says, Tenahi Brahmana Sunahi Sadukang Manasi Karohi Basi Samiti. Tenahi means something like, well done. Therefore, O Brahman, listen. Attend carefully. I will speak. And the Brahman says, Evang bo Shakti ko agi bar advajo brahmano bhagavato pachasosi bhagava etadavocha. So the Brahman Agivatvara Advaja says, yes, sir, to the Blessed One. And the Blessed One says this, said this. Kada no panahicha papa makicha yonaro vipanaditi mayavi tangjanya vasaloiti. One who is angry and hostile or malicious, papa mukhi, one who covers up or conceals his evil deeds, such a man as this, Yonaro, Vipana Ditti, one with defective views, that is a person of false views, Mayavi, one who is hypocritical, Tung Janya Vasaloiti, one should know, Janya is one of these compressed optatives. It's the same in meaning as janeya, one should know. And tongue is him. So one should know him as vasalo, an outcast. Okay, so putting it together, the angry person, the hostile one, the man who conceals his evil deeds, one with defective views, the hypocrite, one should know him as an outcast. Next verse. Eka jangva di jangvapi yoda panang vihingsati yasa pane dayanati tangjanya vasaloiti. Okay, take the second line. One here, the sounds, but either here, who vihingsati, who harms, panam, being, a being or a creature. And ekajang means of one birth, and dijang, of two births. In Brahminic belief, ekajang means one of the lower castes. Of course, they're considered to have only their physical birth. And dijang means the Brahmins, those who have a double birth, because they receive a second birth, symbolic birth, when they receive their initiation. Their formal initiation as Brahmins, when they reach maybe the age of 12 or 13. But I think the commentary explains these as meaning, one is meaning birds and the other is four-footed animals. Anyway, one who would harm a creature here, whether with of one birth or two births, for whom, the third line, for whom, towards beings or creatures, daya nati. Daya means sympathy or compassion. So for whom there is no compassion towards beings. And pane seems to be a locative singular, but it's a singular serving the place of a plural, because in verse one has to sometimes compress in order to fit the meter. So it really represents panesu, many beings. tang janya vasalo eti. One should know him as an outcast. Yohanti parirundati gamani ni gamani cha nigahako samanyato tangjanya vasalo eti. Okay, one who harms, destroys, who imprisons parirundati, villages and towns. What completely obstructs probably one who attacks villages and towns. Nigahako is one who oppresses. Samanyato, one who is notorious. Tangjanya vasaloeti, him one should know as an outcast. Next verse. Yo matarang va pitrang va china kangata yo banang pahu santo nabarati tangjanya vasalo iti. Okay, one who is able, that's, we have to go to the third line, pahu, one who, pahu santo. Santo is the present participle, first person, third person, singular. So one who is able, I'm sorry, masculine, singular, one who is able but does not support, then go to the first line, his mother or his father, Matarangva, Pitarangva, Jinakang. These are adjectives going with Matarangva, Pitarangva. They're in the accusative, singular. His mother or father, Jinakang, old, gata yobanang, their youth gone. So we could just say decrepit. So one who, being able, does not support his mother or father when they are old and decrepit, him one should know as an outcast. Next verse. Yo ma tarangva pitarangva batarang bagining sasung hanti rose ti vachaya tangjanya vasalo iti. Okay, going to the third line. One who injures, hanti, roseti, one who scolds, vachaya, by speech, matarangva, pitarangva, his mother or father, Bhatarang, his brother, Bhaganing, his sister, and Sasung. Sasung is, I have to look this one up. I see, it's the accusative of Sasura, meaning father-in-law. His father-in-law. Him one should know as an outcast. Okay. Next verse. Rosa Kokadaryo Che Papi Cho Machari Sato Ahiri Ko Ano Tapi Tangjanya Vasalo Iti. Okay, Rosako means a scolder, one who constantly is harassing others by scolding them. Kadaryo Che. If one is a Kadarya, means a mean or niggardly person, miserly person. Papicho, one with evil desires. Machari, again means miserly or stingy. Sato means a crafty or deceptive person. Ahiriko, one without a sense of shame. Anotapi, one without any kind of fear of immoral deeds. Tangjanya vasaloiti, no such a one as an outcast. Then the concluding verse. Na-cha-na-cha-cha-va-sa-lo-ho-ti Na-cha-cha-ho-ti brahmano Kamana-va-sa-lo-ho-ti Kamana-ho-ti brahmano. Okay, now, cha-cha here is an instrumental form of jati. The normal instrumental form is jatiya, but now what happens to fit it into verse, when the I drops out, so it becomes first jatiya, J long A T Y A. But when you have the T-Y combination in Pali, that's not a stable combination. The T-Y turns into a double C. And so what results is ja-cha. And the long A doesn't remain, because then the syllable becomes too heavy. So the long A gets shortened into the short A. So you get ja-cha, which means by birth. So by birth, one is not an outcast. By birth, one is not a brahmana. Then kamana means by karma. The note says an alternative ablative of kama, but I think it's an alternative instrumental. By action, one is a vasala, an outcast. By action, one is a brahmana. Okay. Evangvute agika bharadvajo brahmano bhagavantang etadavocha abhikantang bo gotama seyatapi bo gotama nikujitang va ukucheya. Okay, let's translate. When this was said, the Brahmin Agibharadvaja said this to the Blessed One. Excellent, good Gotama. Excellent, good Gotama. Then he continues. It is just as if, good Gotama, nikujitang va ukujeya. just as if one would turn upright what had been turned upside down. Patichanang va vivareya, or were to reveal that which was concealed. Mulhasava magang achikeya, or one were to explain the path to one who was lost or confused. Andakare va tela pajotang dareya, as if one were to carry or bring in an oil lamp into the darkness. Chakumanto rupani dakinti ti, thinking those with good eyes, chakumanto, those who have good eyes, good eyesight. Dakinti, this is a future form based on the root dust to see. Those who have good eyes will see forms. Evameva bhota gotamena aneka pariyayena dhammo pakasito. In the same way, by Master Gotama, in aneka pariyayena, in many ways, the Dhamma has been revealed. Esaham bhavantam gotamam saranam gacchami. Here, esaham is that peculiar combination of a demonstrative pronoun with a personal pronoun. In English, we would just drop the demonstrative pronoun and translate with the personal pronoun. I go for refuge to Master Gotama. Bhavantang is the accusative singular of bhavang, which is the nominative, and bo is the vocative. It's not related to the word bhagavantang. And bhavantang, gotamang, they're both accusative singulars. So it's as if he's saying, I go to Master Gotama as my refuge. And dhammancha, and to the Dhamma, bhikkhu sanghancha, and to the bhikkhu sangha, to the order of monks. Upasakang mang bhavangotamo daretu. Let Master Gotama consider me or accept me as an upasaka, a lay follower. Ajatage panupetang saranangatam. Let him accept me as an upasaka, a lay follower, who has gone for refuge, saranangatam, ajatage. Here, this is a compound of ajata. Ajata means today, and age means at the beginning. So at the beginning, so we would say beginning from today. Then panu petang means endowed with life, possessed of life. In English we would say as long as life lasts. So putting this together, let Master Gotama accept me as a lay follower, one who has gone for refuge, beginning from today, as long as life lasts. As long as I am possessed of life. Okay, selection two. This is the It's a short sutta of advice to Rahula that comes in the Sutta Nipata, not in the Samyutta Nikaya. Kachiya binha sangvasa nava jana se panditam ukadaro manusanam kachiya pachito taya. Okay, kachi, this is a word which gives an interrogative flavor to a sentence. And has a sense of, I hope, or is it the case? So, is it the case that abhinha sangvasa? Abhinha means frequent, sangvasa means living together. And this is, you could see from the ending, the long A, it's an ablative construction. So, I hope that through frequent living together, na plus ava janasi, you do not look down upon panditam, the wise man, the sage. Ukha daro manusanam kachi apachito taya. Ukha daro means one who carries the torch. Then manusanang, for man, for human beings. The torchbearer among human beings. Kachi, I hope, apachito, respected, taya, by you. Here, somebody is addressing the Venerable Rahula and asking about his relations to the Buddha. I hope that through frequently living together with him, with the Buddha, you do not despise this wise man. I hope that the torchbearer of human beings is respected by you. Then Venerable Rahula says, Naham abhinha sangvasa avajanami panditam ukadaro manusanam nichang apachito maya. I do not, okay, through frequent living together, I do not despise the wise man. The torchbearer of human beings is always respected by me. I've heard an explanation given that the Buddha is asking this question of the Venerable Rahula, and he's asking the question with regard to Venerable Rahula's own teacher, who is the Venerable Sariputta. But I find this a little bit puzzling, because I would think that the Buddha should be the one who is called the torch bearer of human beings, and not Venerable Sariputta. Okay, now the Buddha is going to speak and give advice to Venerable Rahula, in which he sums up the whole monastic training in just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 very concise, very pithy verses. Pancha kama gunehi dva piya rupe manorame sadaya garani kama dukha santa karo bhava. Okay, pancha kama gune, those are the five objects of sensual pleasure. Forms, sounds, smells, tastes, and tactile objects that are lovely, delightful, charming to the mind. And here they are set in the accusative plural. So hitva, this is the gerund of piety, to give up, to abandon. It occurs very often in verse, in prose. Its function is taken over by pajahati and pahaya. So having abandoned the five sensual objects, which are piyarupe, pleasing, manorame, delightful to the mind, sadaya gara nikama. Nikama is a gerund based on the verb nikamati, to go forth, that is, to go forth into homelessness. So having gone forth from the home, gara, sadaya, out of faith, because of faith. Sadaya is instrumental, gara is ablative. So having gone forth from the home, out of faith, dukkha santa karo bhava. Bhava is the imperative, second person singular, be. And be what? Antakaro. One who makes an end. One who makes an end of what? Dukkhasa, of suffering. So be an end maker of suffering. So putting all the lines together, having abandoned the five objects of sensual pleasure, which are pleasing and delightful to the mind, having gone forth from the home life out of faith, be one who puts an end to suffering. Next verse. Mite bhaja sukhayane pantancha sayanasanam vivitang apanigosam matanyuho hi bhojane. Okay, bhajasu is a second person singular middle voice imperative based on the verb bhajati, which means to follow, to seek out, to associate with. And it takes an accusative object, here accusative plural, kalyana mite, noble friends, good friends. And here it's the words are broken up. So follow noble friends. Mite bhaja sukhayane pantancha sayanasanam vivitang apanigosam matanyuho hi bhojane. Okay, bhajasu, this is a third person singular optative in the middle voice. It means associate with, taking an accusative object, or follow, resort to. Okay, so follow friends who are good. Follow good friends and resort to pantancha sayanasana. Pantan means remote. Sayanasanang is senasanang, same as senasanang. This means a lodging. Literally, it is sayana is bed and asana is seat. So it means a lodging or dwelling place. So resort to good friends and a secluded dwelling place, vivitang apanigosang, These two words are adjectives describing the dwelling place, the lodging. It's vivitam. This means secluded. And upa nigosang. Upa means little or few. And nigosa means noise or sounds. So it's a dwelling place which is remote and is secluded and having little noise. And next, matanyu hohi bhojani. Hohi is second person imperative. I think I said bhajasu is third person singular imperative. No, it's second person imperative. Hohi is second person imperative. And it means, it's the same as bhavahi or bhava, it means be. Matanyu means a knower of the right measure. A knower of moderation. A knower of moderation in regard to what? In regard to food, bhojane. So be one who knows moderation in regard to food. In other words, know the right amount in taking food. Not too much, but take enough to sustain your health. Okay, next verse. Chiva re pinda pate cha pachaye sayanasane ete sutan hamakasi malokam punaragami. Okay, for the monk's life, there are traditionally said to be four supports. The four supports are robes, alms food, the dwelling place, and what are called medicinal requisites, medicines and also refreshments that help to support and sustain the body. So these are mentioned in the first line. So in regard to the robe and alms food, and here pache is the requisites, the medicinal requisites, and the lodging, a lodging, the dwelling place. Etesu tanham ma kasi. In regard to these, do not make craving. Or in more normal English, do not form craving for these things. Malokam punaragami. Do not come back again to the world. Very important advice. So putting all of these together, in regard to the robe and alms food, the medicinal requisites and one's dwelling place. In regard to these, do not form craving. Do not come back again to the world. Okay, now with the next verse, we move from sila or moral discipline towards samadhi, meditation, mind training. Sangvuto pati mokasmin indriyesu cha panchasu sati kaya katatyatu nibida bahulobhava. Okay, there's an implied be, hohi here. Not stated. Maybe the bhava at the end applies to the first lines of verse 2. Be restrained in regard to the patimokkha. The patimokkha is the code of monk's rules. And in regard to the five sense faculties, the eye, ear, nose, tongue, and body. Sati kaya gata tiyatu. Here the tiya means te, of you or yours, for you. And atu is the third person singular imperative relating to the verb ati, be. So let be. So for you, let mindfulness, kaya gata, go to the body. Let your mindfulness be gone to the body. In other words, have set up your mindfulness based on the body. Nibida bahulo bhava, and be full of disenchantment towards the phenomena of the world, lacking an interest or concern with the phenomena of the world. Next verse. Nimittang parivacchehi subhang ragupasanghitang asubhaya chitang. The rhythm is off. Asubhaya chitang bhavehi ekagamsu samahitang. Okay, first line. Nimittang parivajehi. This is imperative, second person imperative verb. Avoid the sign. That's the appearance of things. What kind of appearance? Subhang, beautiful or attractive. So avoid the sign of beauty, the attractive appearance of things. Why? Ragupasanghitang, because it's connected with sensual lust. And what should one do instead? Asubhaya chitang bhavehi. Develop the mind towards the asubha, towards the impure or foul nature of especially the body. Contemplating the body is made up of many impure or foul components. And then one makes the mind a kagamsu samahitang, one-pointed and well-concentrated. Animitancha bhavehi mananu sayamanu chaha tato manabhi samaya upasanto charisa siti. Okay, the first line, animitancha bhavehi, develop the signless. The signless is the signless samadhi. This is the concentration that develops through insight meditation. Then based on that insight meditation, mananusayam ujjaha, discard, abandon the underlying tendency, the anusaya, to mana, to conceit. Then, tato manabhi samaya. Then, through the penetration of conceit, and this is an ablative here, manabhi samaya. Then, through the penetration of conceit, upasanto charisasi. You will walk peaceful. You will walk. You will live peacefully. So by the line Mananu Sayam Ujaha, he shows the attainment of the path of arhatship, which eliminates the underlying tendency to conceit. And then the third line also shows the path of arhatship through the penetration of conceit, the eradication of conceit. And then the fourth line shows the stage of arhatship, upasanto charisasi, peacefully you will wander, you will live. And then the concluding line, itang sudang bhagava, ayasmantang rahulang, imahi gatahi abhinhang ovadati. Thus, the word sudang just occurs in narratives. It doesn't really have a translatable meaning. Thus, the Blessed One, abhinhang, often, ovadati, exhorted or admonished, ayasmantang rahulang, the Venerable Rahula, imahi gatahi, with these stanzas. Okay, third selection. Attako ayasma anando yena bhagava ten upasankami upasankami dva bhagavantang abhivadetva ekamantang nisidi ekamantang nisino ko ayasma anando bhagavantang etadavocha. Okay, then the Venerable Ananda. Here we have that peculiar Pali way of expressing that somebody goes to somebody else. Where the Blessed One was, there he approached. Having approached, having paid homage to the Blessed One, and Bhagavantang in the accusative is the object of abhivadetva, then ekamantang nisidi, he sat down to one side. Then ekamantang nisino, sitting to one side. And here nisino is a past participle being used with the sense of a present participle. Ko ayasma anando, the Venerable Ananda, said this to the Blessed One. Tini mani bante ganda jatani. Venerable Sir, there are these three kinds of fragrances. Now the word jatani is the past participle of the verb jayati, to be born. So jata means something that has been born. But this word takes on an independent meaning as a suffix, something like kind or type. So there are these three kinds of fragrances. Yesang anuvatang yeva gandu gachati. The fragrance of which goes anuvatang along with the wind, yeva only. And here, when eva joins with the ung, then it forms this double nya. So, anuvatang yeva. No pativatang. Not against the wind. So these three kinds of fragrances, their fragrance goes only along with the wind, not against the wind. Katamani tini, what three? Mulagando, the fragrance of roots. Saragando, the fragrance of heartwood. Pubagando, the fragrance of flowers. Imani ko bhante tini ganda jatani, yesang anu vatang yeva gando gachati. No pativatam. So the fragrance, these three types of fragrances, Their fragrance goes only along with the wind, not against the wind. Now he asks, Ati nuko bante kinchi gandajatam yasa anuvatam pi gando gacchati pativatam pi gando gacchati anuvata pativatam pi gando gacchati. Is there now, venerable sir, and this particle is interrogative, it indicates a question. Is there now, venerable sir, any kind of fragrance, the fragrance of which goes along with the wind and goes against the wind and goes both along with the wind and against the wind? This third alternative combines the first and the second, and logically it seems unnecessary, but I think just for the sake of completeness, it's included. Then the Buddha says, Ati ananda kinchi gandajatam yasa anuvatam pi gandu gacchati pativatam pi gandu gacchati anuvata pativatam pi gandu gacchati. There is, ananda, a certain kind of fragrance, the fragrance of which goes along with the wind, against the wind, and both along with and against the wind. Then Ananda asks in the next sentence, what is that fragrance? And he repeats everything. Then the Buddha says, top of page 165, Idananda yasmin gameva nigameva. Here, Ananda, in whichever village or town, iti va puriso va, a woman or a man, buddhang saranang gatto hoti, has gone for refuge to the Buddha. And notice that though saranang gatto refers to either woman or man, since puriso is the latter of these two alternatives, saranangato is declined as a masculine to agree with puriso. Saranang buddhang saranangato hoti, dhammang saranangato hoti, sanghang saranangato hoti. A woman or a man who has gone for refuge to the Buddha, gone for refuge to the Dhamma, gone for refuge to the Sangha, Panati pata pativirato hoti, and as one who refrains from the destruction of life, adina dana pativirato hoti, is one who refrains from taking what is not given, kamesu michachara pativirato hoti, is one who refrains from wrong conduct in sensual pleasures, Musavada pativirato hoti, is one who refrains from false speech. Sura meria maja pamada tana pativirato hoti, and is one who refrains from sura, that is liquor or distilled beverages. Meria, that is wines, fermented beverages. Mudja, any kind of intoxicants, pamada tana, things which are the basis of negligence. Silavahoti, one who is virtuous, kalyana dhammo, of a good character. And here dhammo has the sense of character. Vigata mala macharena chetasa agarang ajavasati. Okay, one who dwells at home. Agarang ajavasati. Chetasa, with a mind. What kind of mind? Vigata mala. A mind which is devoid of the stain. Macharena. A mind devoid of the stain of selfishness or stinginess. And notice, Vigata Mala Macharena is instrumental because it is all in agreement with Chetasa, which means mind or heart. So this person dwells at home with a mind devoid of the stain of selfishness. Okay, so tasa disasu samana brahmana vanang basanti. In the different directions or quarters, ascetics and Brahmins speak their praise. And this is what they say. Asukasmin nama gameva nigameva. Asukasmin, in such and such a village or town, ittiva purisova. This woman or man, buddhang saranang gato hoti, dhammang saranang gato hoti, and so on. All the ways down, it just repeats what was said above. So this is the praise spoken of this man or woman. Then devatapi sa vanang basanti. Asu kasmin nama gameva nigameva ittiva purisova buddhang saranang gato hoti pi, and so on. The devas, the deities, also speak praise of them. And then the praise is the same. Okay, then the Buddha concludes. Idang kotang ananda gandajatang yasa anuvatampi gando gachati pativatampi gando gachati anuvata pativatampi gando gachati. This ananda is that kind of fragrance, the fragrance of which goes along with the wind and also goes against the wind and also goes along with the wind and against the wind. And then comes a verse. Na pūpagando pativātameti na chandanam tagaramallikāva satanchagando pativātameti sabhadisasapurisopavati. Okay, the fragrance of flowers does not go against the wind, nor, we should understand fragrance, nor sandalwood, that's chandana, nor tagara. Tagara is a fragrant type of bush. Or malika. Malika is, I think, jasmine. Satancha. Here, cha has the meaning of but rather than and. But the fragrance of the good, satang. Here, satang. Originally, satang would have been genitive, plural, present participle of ati, to be. But this present participle breaks off and takes on a meaning of its own. And so the word santo, that's the third person plural, comes to mean the good people, the saintly people. The third person genitive, the genitive plural. Genitive plural is satang. We also have, we meet occasionally, third person, instrumental plural, sabbehi, S-A-B-B-H-E-H-I, sabbehi, together with the good. the good persons, the saintly persons. Okay, so the fragrance of the good goes against the wind. The good person, sapuriso, pavati, spreads or blows out to all directions. Okay, passage 4. This is a story from Rasavahini. Savatyang adina pubako nama brahmano ahosi. In Savati, there was a Brahmin named Adina Pubaka. Adina Pubaka is actually a sobriquet, which means Adina, not given. Puba means previously or before, and Kut turns it into a name. So his name was the one who never gave before. And the next sentence explains the reason. Tena kasachi kinchi na dina pupang. By him, to anyone, kinchi, anything, na dina pupang, not given previously. In other words, he never gave anything to anyone before. Tasa ekova puto ahosi pio manapo. For him, there was only one son. Or in other words, he had one son who was dear and beloved, pleasing and agreeable. Brahmano putasa pilandanam datu kamo. The Brahmin, desiring to give some ornament to his son, now he has a thought. And in Pali, often, when somebody has, in Pali narratives, when somebody has a thought, often the text doesn't indicate, or doesn't say explicitly, he thought this, but simply the text will put the person's thought as though it were in direct quotations. So this is his thought. Sache suvana karasa achiki sami vetanam databang bhavisatiti. That is, if I will instruct, give instructions to the goldsmith, then some wages will have to be given to him. I'll have to make some payment to him. So sayameva suvanam kotetva matani kundalani katva adasi. So he himself, that sayameva, having beaten the gold, having made burnished earrings, gave them to his son. Tenasa puto mata kundali ti panyai. Tena, because of that, therefore, his son, panyai, was known. And then his son was known by the name mata kundali, that is, one who has burnished earrings. Tasa solasa vasa kale pandu rogo udapadi. Okay, at the time when his son was 16 years old, a pandu rogo, that's the yellow disease, arose. This is jaundice or hepatitis. Brahmano Vejanam santikam gantva tumhe asukaro gasa king be sacham karota ti puchi. The Brahmin, still too stingy to call a doctor to see his son, so the Brahmin went to the doctor and asked, what medicine do you make for such the disease. Te asa yang va tang va ruka tacha ding achi kingsu. They, Achi Kingsu, explained asa to him, yang va tang va, this or that, ruka, tree, tacha, skin, adi, and so on. So ruka tacha is the skin of the tree, or in other words, bark. Some tree, some barks have medicinal properties which are used in traditional Indian medicine. So these physicians will explain to him that they will use the barks of this tree or that tree, certain roots, certain leaves, to prepare medicine for this illness. So tang aharitva besajang curry. So he brought that and he made medicine. Tata karon tasaiva tasa rogo balava ahosi. And even while he was doing that, tasarogo, his son's illness, balava ahosi, became stronger. Brahmano tasa dubala bhavan yatva. The Brahman, having known the weakness of his son, ekang vejang pakosi, called one physician. So tang o locate va amhakang ekang kichang ati anyang vejang vejang pakosi va tiki cha pehiti vatva nikami. The physician, having looked the son over, said to the Brahmin, we have some other work to do, one other task to do. Call another physician and get him cured. And having said this, the physician left. So all of the physicians, they don't want to treat the son because they know that the son's case is hopeless. Brahmano tasa marana samayang nyatva. The Brahmin, having known that the time for his son to die had arrived, still thinking about his property, imasa dasanataya agatagata antu gehe sapateyang pasisanti. So the people who will come, the various people who will come for the purpose of seeing his son on the edge of death, they will see the treasures or the family treasures inside the house, and then they will want to get some share of it. So tasma nang bahi karisami. Therefore, I will bring him outside. Putang niharitva bahi alinde nipajapesi. So the Brahmin had his son brought out and had him put down outside on the veranda, on the porch. Tasmin kalagate brahmano tasa sarirang japetva. Okay, so when the son had died, that's locative absolute construction, when he had died, and the Brahmin, having cremated his body, Devasikang alahanang gantva, having gone daily to the cremation ground, kahang ekaputaka ti rodi, having gone daily to the cremation ground, he cried out, where are you, my one son? Where are you, my one son? End of the front readings of Lesson 12.